them, what do you call that old wise bird that flies at night and eats mice?
Owl.
Okay. What kinds do you have around here?
Well, up in the country, we used to have what they call the gourd-headed owl and the screech owl.
What's the gourd-headed one like?
Oh, they got a great big old head.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the screech owl makes more noise?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. What do you call that bird that pecks insects out of the tree bark?
Woodpecker.
Okay. What kinds do you have around here?
Well, we have woodpeckers and jaybirds and redbirds, blackbirds.
Well, what kind of woodpeckers?
I think they got a top knot, I think.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You don't have any, a lot of different kinds, though.
The sapsuckers.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I haven't seen a sapsucker, though, since we've been here.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
But I do see them out in the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't come here today. Mm-hmm. Well, what about it? What do you call that animal with the black and white stripe that sometimes defends himself by smelling bad?
Polecat.
Okay. What is a, do you ever call it, or something like that, a skunk?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that different?
No, it's the same thing.
Same thing. Just a new word, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about civet cat? Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I've heard of it, but I never have seen one.
Okay. Is that different then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's polecats and the silver cat and the wild cat.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a wild cat.
Mm-hmm. What is a civet cat like?
I don't know. I've never seen one of them. I've heard talk of them.
Uh-huh.
Never
is
have
it
seen
bigger
one
than a polecat?
Well, I imagine they are. I don't know them, but I imagine they are.
Okay.
And a wildcat's good size, eh?
Yeah.
Big.
You call the some animals that might
come
after your stock.
Well, there's a wolf.
Well, what are you calling in general? I'm gonna have to go do something about those. What, that were after my chickens or my cows or whatever? All of them, not just the wolves or the wildcats, or but all of them together or what?
I think you'd call them wild animals or something.
Okay. Well, you ever have another word for that? Wild animals that cause trouble. Dangerous, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call them?
I call them dangerous, some of them.
Okay. Would you ever say something like vomit?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. What would they be, and how would you say that?
Well, I'd say I'm going to try to do something about them vomits.
Okay, that's what I want. And that'd be ones that were dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, let's see, what's the little animal with the bushy tail that likes to eat nuts?
Squirrels.
Okay, what kinds do you have around here?
Well, the gray squirrel and the red fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
These are all I've ever seen.
Yeah, are the red fox squirrels bigger than the gray
mm-hmm.
squirrel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the little bitty animal, like a squirrel, with the black stripes down his back?
Flying squirrels?
No, he doesn't fly. He's smaller than a gray squirrel and he's a reddish color.